Earl Baum Center, Serving People with Sight Loss, Volume 14, Issue 2, May 2014. Spotlight, Kelly Hogan. Mothers and daughters often share common traits, a laugh perhaps, or hands shaped in the same way. One thing they would just as soon not share is retinitis pigmentosa, but that was the diagnosis for both Kelly Hogan and her mother Lois Renfro. Lois, who lives in San Diego, went through training to help with her sight loss in the 80s. Back then, technology wasn't what it is now, and Lois's training mostly consisted of mobility training, braille, and identifying raised letters. Says Kelly, "Electronics weren't really available then. Everything was big and old-fashioned. Now we've got assistants with computers and magnifiers." The mother of three grown children, Joseph, Christina, and Matthew, these days, Kelly spends time at home with her two chihuahuas, Trixie and Paws. Kelly started at Earl Baum in 2013 and currently takes classes every Wednesday in Introduction to Vision Loss and Living with Vision Loss. She's also taking part in Fitness Challenge and really enjoys it. It keeps her on track, she says. Coming to the center helps Kelly get out of her comfort zone. For a while there, it was easier to stay at home. Now Kelly takes a cane everywhere, and using the techniques she learned at Earl Baum, gets around well, even on public transportation. Still, despite all the great techniques she's learned, when you ask her what has been the most valuable thing she's gained from the Earl Baum Center, she says right away, connecting with other people. In Marin, before coming to Sonoma County, Kelly had a hard time finding a place where she'd feel comfortable with people her own age. Kelly is 49. There, and where her mom is in San Diego, the places are geared towards seniors. They do crafts. It's like they're children, says Kelly. It's important to have something for the people in between. Earl Baum was a good mix, offering things like fitness challenge, drums, and tai chi. No old folks home, this center is a life-changing place. People learn techniques for dealing with sight loss, sure, but they also forge new friendships and engage their minds and bodies in a way they may have thought impossible before coming here. Let's do all we can to keep Earl Baum going strong, for our own sakes and for the many people still to come.